Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome once again to Top Stories. I am Andy Zaltzman. Italy, the land of ice cream and snappy dresses, was in the Bugle sights back in November 2011 for episode 173 entitled Techno Techno Technocrat. We took a look at Prime Minister Mario Monti's plans for the nation. Here I am with John Oliver.
Top story this week, democracy health check. Andy, democracy as a system of government is old and it's not in the greatest health, so it's important that once in a while it has regular checkups where we can stick a finger up its arse and make sure that everything's okay up there. Well, this week we're going to lubricate our fingers and ask a number of countries from around the world to relax and try to think of something on a beach. First up in the waiting room, nervously sifting through an old copy of Horse and Hound, Italy news! Italy's democracy diet has not been too healthy, and it's been living for years under a bronzed, sex-crazed career criminal who spent more time on tanning beds than he spent looking at his country's budget. So,
what, Italy... Tony Blair?
Boom! Oh, wow. Andy, that would have been a great joke 10 years ago.
Oh, no, that's such a shame we weren't there for that.
Italy has decided to make a long overdue change and add a bit more fibre to its diet. Fibre in the form of dour technocrat Mario Monti. And like a bowl of bran flakes, Andy, you know that Mario Monti might be good for you, but that doesn't make him any more flavourful. And does Italy really want to take regular fiscal dumps quite that badly that they're willing to start every day with a spoon of Mario Monti in their mouth?
Yeah, the technocrats have taken over, and the reason for this, John, is not entirely due to Silvio Berlusconi. It is more due to the fact that the Italian public has kept voting for Berlusconi. They have shown that they simply cannot be trusted with democracy. I think they probably all need to just let these technocrats do their digestive work and just take 20 years off voting and work out exactly what they're trying to do to themselves.
Prime Minister Monti has outlined plans to tackle the country's economic problems and cut its debt. The former EU commissioner said austerity measures would be balanced by economic growth and social fairness. Wow. Those are bran flakes that have been left in the milk too long, Andy. That is exactly the kind of dour realism that Italy both badly needs and has absolutely no interest in putting in their face. Amid student protests across the country, Prime Minister Monti told senators in Rome that the future of the euro also depends on what Italy will do in the next few weeks. The euro then released a statement from its intensive care hospital bed that read, "Oh, please don't say that. Please don't say I'm counting on Italy. I'm trying to find reasons to live here."
So it's an interesting form of government in the modern democratic age in which we've been fighting wars to give democracy to people, and now Italy is taking the lead in taking that democracy away from them again in case they do themselves even more damage. And it's not quite Aristotle's benevolent dictatorship, but at least it is a government not populated by careerist egomaniacs, crooks and f-quits. Hopefully. I guess there's always time. They can turn, John. I think Monty's got a few clubs in his bag that we haven't yet seen.
Oh, that's definitely true. But that's a good point. The Italians did not vote for Monty. They've been prescribed him. And that might have been the only way, because I'm not sure that he could successfully have been elected in a general election with campaign promises along the lines of what he's talking about now. He said that he intends to overhaul the pension system, which he said has large disparities in treatment and unjustified privileges for certain sectors. He also said there'd be a crackdown on tax evasion and changes to the taxation system, saying that the absence of a property tax on main households, abolished by, guess who, Berlusconi, was an Italian anomaly. And Italians have responded to this by saying, what, do you just want me not to be Italian at all then? Why don't you just ban spaghetti, impound my scooter and cut my balls off because I don't recognise the country I'm living in anymore? Maron! Maron! The new Prime Minister's plan has received almost unanimous support in the Italian Senate, but for Italians who yearned for a simpler time when no one gave a shit about the budget and instead enjoyed watching their Prime Minister goose teenage girls in bikinis, there's a glimmer of hope on the horizon. One party, the right-wing Northern League, says it will withhold its support for the new measures, and former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi has reportedly said he could, I quote, pull the plug on the government if he does not like what it does. He's already plotting a comeback, Andy. He's like James Brown. He's got the towel around his shoulders. He's being escorted off the stage by the crew. And it seems like the gig's over. But hold on. What's that? His leg's twitching. The crowd's going wild. He's thrown off the towel and he's back into a turbo-funky version of Sex Machine. Prime Minister Monti is not the father of Italy, Andy. He's the responsible stepdad. And that's a real difference. He's, sure, trying to raise Italy into a well-rounded group of productive adults, but it doesn't help having Italy's biological father, Berlusconi, outside, revving his sports car and promising to take them underage drinking.
In other democracy news now, the Occupy Wall Street protest has been hosed out of its previous lodging. Mm-hmm. And last Saturday, John, I did a gig at the Occupy London protest. And, you know, we pretty much brought capitalism to its knees with an hour of music, comedy and performance poetry. And
it's the performance poetry that always tips it.
But I was steering that ship, John. I was comparing it, and you know, you can't help but think just 4 or 5 days later, the police waded in with batons in New York. I thought, well, you know, we've seen what the Bugle can do. We've seen what it's done to Mubarak. We've seen what it's done to Gaddafi. And we cannot take that risk.
Yeah.
So you're welcome. Mm-hmm. But the reasons given for clearing the Occupy Wall Street protest range from hygiene and public safety, and New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg thinking he might have dropped his lucky cuddly buffalo there and he really wanted to find it because he couldn't sleep at night, and just something to pass the time of day. As the protesters were cleaned out, some onlookers apparently shouted at them, "Get a job," to which I suppose the obvious retort would have been, that is kind of what this whole thing is about.
In an ideal world, that will happen. Yeah.
The protesters have carried on their protests around New York and in favour of radical reform to Wall Street, for example, encouraging the banking sector to use basic arithmetic instead of a roulette wheel and a hammer in the testicles. And people have been increasingly hacked off by the rising levels of inequality in America and around the Western world. So mass unemployment has chomped its spiky gnashes into America's one remaining buttock. But at the same time, sales of luxury goods have continued to rise.
USA! USA!
That's what the founding fathers were dreaming of, I think, when they set this whole shebang up. Yeah. But a compromise has now been reached, John, whereby whenever a millionaire buys a really expensive car, the car salesman is legally obliged to say to him, "You know this represents an economic system that is totally unsustainable long-term." The millionaire then legally has to nod and say, "Yep, I do know that. Now give me the f***ing keys."
I think everyone would be fine with that. It's just it's more transparency, Andy. That's what this government wants, transparency without any kind of change. Activists released a statement, the Occupy Wall Street activists, saying that while they may have been physically removed from Zagotti Park, they said, and I quote, "You can't evict an idea whose time has come." Here's the thing. They are definitely going to try and evict that idea as well, Andy. They're going to tear gas the shit out of that idea.
That was another top story. Thank you for listening. Discover more from the Bugle Empire at thebuglepodcast.com, including a daily blast of cricket stats from the Bugle Ashes Zoltzcast.
Step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland Garros, where the world's best players battle it out for a chance to win the French Open title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV, live in HD. Don't miss a moment with daily live coverage and match replays on demand, beginning Monday, May 20th. Be there for all the unforgettable moments. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.